grace, the sun's UV rays hitting it and being absorbed into the skin and then released in another way. So physical sunscreen comes in two forms, and two forms only, that is known at the moment, and that is titanium dioxide and zinc oxide. Both ingredients are inert minerals found naturally in the earth, and they actually physically block out sunscreen, so it acts as a reflector. So it doesn't absorb any UV rays into the skin, it just sits on top of your skin as little minerals scattered across, and when the sun's rays hit your skin, it literally just refracts the light and bounces the UV rays straight off of your skin. Because it's such an inert ingredient, it doesn't react with your skin, it doesn't absorb into your bloodstream, it doesn't do anything, it's completely stable and unreactive. The downside with mineral sunscreens is that it can be difficult to formulate with, because a lot of people, I think some of you guys might have used sunscreens where it's left a bit of a white cast on your skin, or it's felt a little bit draggy, a little bit difficult to apply. That's really apparent with these physical sunscreens because they do have that whitening effect. So a lot of companies don't like to formulate with them. The other downside with them is that they can be very expensive to formulate within a product. It's also quite difficult to formulate with them. They're sometimes a little bit difficult to blend with a lot of the other ingredients, and it's always much easier just to use a chemical sunscreen. Now, most of the companies out there will have a combination of the two, physical and chemical. So they use the chemical sunscreen as the primary sunscreen to absorb all the UV light and to do its magic, and then they'll use the actual physical sunscreen to act as that secondary sunscreen so that when the chemical sunscreen completely decomposes, you've got that physical sunscreen to still keep away the UV rays. And one of the most amazing sunscreens out there, and actually this is the best one, it's completely undisputed, is actually zinc oxide. It is broad spectrum. So earlier on I talked about UVA and UVB hitting the skin. UVA being a carcinogen, it goes into the deeper layers, into the dermis of your skin and causes cancer. And then UVB, which stays on top of your skin on the epidermis, which causes you sunburn. Not many sunscreens can shield your skin from both UVA and UVB, but zinc oxide is the only sunscreen that is completely broad spectrum. So filters against both UVA and UVB. And it's completely undisputed that it is the best sunscreen for your skin. So when I was looking at developing this sunscreen, I found it really difficult to create a high SPF factor of 30, which is what I wanted, and also to have something that felt pleasant and lovely on the skin. When I asked, I sneakily asked some ladies in Marrakesh, how would you want your sunscreen to be? You know, what are the kind of textures, properties that you would want? And I asked a lot of ambassadors and just my family members and my friends as well, and you guys don't ask for much. So you wanted a sunscreen that had a minimum of SPF 30. You wanted a sunscreen that felt lovely and silky to apply onto the skin. You wanted a sunscreen that was non-sticky, that didn't have sand sticking to you. You also wanted a sunscreen that was transparent, that you couldn't see. You wanted a sunscreen that was completely water resistant, that if your kids went swimming into the ocean, into the pool, they'll be absolutely fine and completely covered. And you wanted a sunscreen that was going to be easy to come out of a tube. It had to be a certain lovely texture. And I was listening to all these things thinking, oh God, but it has to be safe, has to be okay. So how am I going to do it? So, a while ago, I went to, this is actually about a year and a half ago, I went to, was it Hong Kong with you?
Barcelona.
Barcelona, oh, not as far. I did go to Japan, and I was first introduced to this ingredient in Japan. And actually, when Carlson and I went to Barcelona last March, yes, we discovered an amazing new ingredient. It's a very clever blend of titanium dioxide and zinc oxide mineral sunscreen filters with layers of mica inside. So mica is a natural mineral stone that we actually use. It's a very soft powder, the ones you use in your mineral foundations. And what they did with this technology was they actually got mica, titanium dioxide and zinc oxide, they squashed it down into very, very thin sheets, and then they layer these thin sheets with the mica in between as well, more mica, so they kind of glide across each other like that. And the way they process the molecules means that it's completely transparent on the skin. And when it's been applied onto the skin, it's super soft, it's not draggy, it's easy to apply, and that's all we've got. It's everything you asked for. All the things that you guys requested, every single thing is all there. So the way that sunscreen sits on your skin, it actually, because they're all sheets and they're all flat, they actually create like an armor across your body and your skin. And it literally just sits there, being a physical sunscreen completely inert on your skin and just protects you from the sun. So when we saw this ingredient, we thought that we had to have it. It is super expensive. We are the only company in the EU to use this new ingredient. It's so new, and I know this because when I first ordered it from Japan, they said they had to apply again for the REACH certification to enter these products into the EU. And that's the REACH is a great body of organisation which basically regulates all the ingredients for your skin that comes into the EU. So they had to do all their testing, all the regulations, and they wouldn't have had to do that if this ingredient was already introduced in the EU. So we're the first ones to actually use this innovative new ingredient.
So the mineral
powders within the sunscreen actually gives you a really soft finish on the skin. This formulation is a cream to powder finish. So when you apply it onto your skin and then you leave it, it will literally dry like as though you've got nothing on your skin at all. Like as though you just dusted some mineral foundation over your skin. It's absolutely incredible. You can roll around in the sand. I don't know why anyone would roll around the sand. And no sand will stick to you. The other thing that a lot of you requested was water resistance, and that was really important. And so the way the formulation is done is you get two types of formulations. You get a oil in water formulation or a water in oil formulation. It's basically just a relationship between the oil particles and also the aqueous particles. And the aqueous particles within your sunscreen is obviously aloe vera juice. So normally what happens is you have the oil particles surrounded with water particles, and that's how the emulsion is kept together. So when it hits your skin, it's the water, it's the aloe vera juice that breaks down first and is applied onto your skin, and then the oils. We've actually reversed this in this sunscreen. So now it's a water in oil formulation, so the oil sits on the outside. What that means is it makes the sunscreen really, really highly water resistant, because when it goes into your skin, the top surface layer is oils and also your mineral sunscreen. So when you're going into the ocean, when you go into the pool, you've got that layer of oil to protect your skin as well, and obviously water and oil don't naturally mix, it just glides straight off. Like water off of a duck's back. There we go.
And it really is like that, actually. We've had so much water splashed on us over the last 6 months, I can't tell you.
Let's just see if this sunscreen works.
Yeah, splash, castle wash, covers in water. I've never worn so much sunscreen in winter, ever. Like, it's been amazing.
No, it's really, really amazing. And we had this sunscreen tested. So the way you test SPF is actually on live human subjects. Believe it or not. So we have to pay volunteers in the US to actually expose their backs to us, and we actually burn them with UV rays. But they get paid really well to do this, and you have to do this for all UV testing. And so after you put sunscreen on their backs, and then you shine strong UV rays on their backs, and see, you know, then determine the SPF factor, we then immerse their backs.
It's not that bad.
Everyone has to do it, it's fine. We then immerse their backs in water for 80 minutes, and then we test the SPF again. And the difference between the two, so when we tested it before the water immersion, it was SPF 32.9, and when we put the water on their backs and it came out, it was SPF 32.5. So it was like a marginal difference. So it's highly, highly water resistant. 80 minutes of being submerged in water. So it's an amazing formulation. Have I got sunscreen there? It also smells amazing. So you've got some delicate fragrances in there. This is really, it's a really delicate fragrance because I didn't want something that was going to be too overpowering, especially when you're on the beach. And anything with heat always intensifies the smell anyway. So you've got a blend of creamy coconut, so it's a little bit holiday-y. Mm. I've got some green mandarin in there to give it that zest. And I've got a hint of peppermint in there as well to give you that refreshment, a bit cooling to be able to smell on your skin when it's super hot outside.
Okay. Mm.
So it's absolutely gorgeous.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really, really amazing. I hope you guys love this formulation as much as I do.
Are you happy with that one? Wow, that was a long first product.
Sorry, that was a long first product. Let's go on to the next one.
Okay, so both.
So I couldn't develop a sunscreen without developing an aftersun. Actually, again.